page Kuf, where it says Veloz Asur. It's a good way to begin. What we're learning is that there's a Midas HaYisod and there's Kedusha HaYisod. And ultimately, being able to overcome all of the Nisyanis in this Sugya of Yosef HaTzadik ultimately depends not just on being connected to Midas HaYisod and all that we've been learning over the past couple of years about what Yisod is, but committing oneself to a life that's called Kedusha HaYisod. Kedusha HaYisod. A life of Kedusha. Now, it's understandable that even a person who is committed to such a life of Kedusha HaYisod, that does not mean that they're not going to be challenges and struggles. And there's a lot written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim about how one should deal with these challenges and struggles, and Mitzvah, we're going to be learning a lot about them. So at the end of this piece, which is for us going to be just the beginning to really go into the Inyan of Tikkun Klali and to process all that we've been learning, there's just a practical piece of chizuk here at the end of how to look at ourselves, how to look at oneself when, despite all of the sincerity and despite one's commitment to Kedusha HaYisod, there are slip-ups that are unintentional and does not mean that the person has left the program. You have somebody if you have a person that's struggled, let's say, with alcohol, and he's been going for help and he's working on himself and he's involved, let's say, with the 12 steps and with therapy, and he stays away from Shalom Zachas and Pidyon HaBenz, whatever, and from Kiddush and all of that, and then something happens and he has a drink and he has a little bit of a slip up. Does that mean that he is no longer on the program? So this is something that everybody struggles with. And that's what we're going to learn a little bit about now, but this requires much, much, much more attention, which we're going to be focusing on further ahead in the future. But just to complete the maimer, look inside, where it says, V'lo sesuach v'levav from achreinechem. B'nyin zeh b'natzarech l'hoyer al oid nekudach shuvah. B'sifrei bal b'nei saschar muskar har b'mizeh, shetzarech l'daz she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'betrunya im b'yayisav. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have, I guess the best way to translate this would be, that Hashem does not have unrealistic expectations of us. Hashem doesn't have unrealistic expectations. Each one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows exactly who we are, where He placed us, who our parents are, where we grew up, the things that we've seen, the things that we've been exposed to. Hashem does not expect any of us to be the Chavetz Chaim or the Chassam Sofer. He knows exactly each one of our profiles and portfolios, and he doesn't come with tinies. He doesn't have unrealistic expectations. He has big expectations of us because he knows that we are capable of tremendous things, but he doesn't have unrealistic expectations. Our parents often do because they don't know. Only the Baruch Shalom knows the difference between great expectations and unrealistic expectations. The Baruch Shalom knows the chilek. A human being doesn't know the chilek, so as parents we make mistakes with that. And Hashem Shmuel doesn't even have tinyus against us for that also. He knows what we're capable of. V'af shim ha'olam haya olam. K'ma shetzarech liyos heyetzarech b'emes lihisage b'dalat amas v'lei lotzeis. M'meila lo yira klum. If everything would be perfect in the world, a person would never see anything that's not holy and that's not pure. If the world would be the way that it's supposed to be, maybe Mashiach comes in, Hashem will look forward to that. Aval haray kain rotzasah an hoge hel yoyin. The Baruch Shem did not tell us that we're supposed to be stayed locked up in our homes. I mean, the government tells you that, but the Baruch Shem never said you're supposed to stay locked up in your house and close the windows, close the blinds. The Baruch Shem never told us that that's how we're supposed to live. So the Baruch Shem said, I want you to go into the world. I want you to work. I want you to go to school. I want you to go to yeshiva. I want you to get married. I want you to raise a family. I want you to go to the park with your kids for a picnic or something. I want you to do all those good things. But that means that you're going to be exposed to what's out there in the world. That means that you're going to be part of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ever told us to lock ourselves up and to be away from the world. He wants us to be in the world, but he wants us to be in the world and to behave in the world. He wants us to behave, but he wants us to be in the world. And therefore, he wants a person, l'schazik, l'samitz, b'shmiras einav, ad kamishavsh, that a person should be strong. For instance, he gives the example of, no, you're supposed to go out into the world, and there are things that you that are not good to look at out there on the street, and get control of yourself, and don't look at the things that you shouldn't be looking at. And if there are places that you don't have to go to, then don't go to those places. Stay away from bad places. Hashem wants us to make an effort to stay away from the wrong places. If, of course, a person for business, if you have to go to a certain place and you have to, and then whatever precautions, whatever you could do, and sometimes the answer is, no, I can't go to that place even if it's for work. But these are all, you know, shilas that come up, and you look into each situation and try to do the best you can. And not to hang out in places that are not healthy, that are not unhealthy for one's neshama. But tzarich lios eitan v'chazak ma'od. The person has to be strong. It's not a matter of running away from the world. It's living in the world, but being a strong, healthy person in the world. Av mikom kom tzarich ladash im chazor shalom kvarva ezadavar iser la'ayin se shal baratzen. However, this is what the Bnei Sasha talks about a lot. Not just the Bnei Sasha, I mean, all the rest of us, from, of course, and Tzaddikim all talk about this. Chavetz Chaim also spoke a lot about this. You're trying to be good and you're trying to be strong, and you saw something. Afal pichein, you saw something that wasn't good for you to see. Not that you intentionally were seeking that out, or at least consciously, you weren't intentionally looking for such a thing, but you saw. Shelo beratzon, you didn't want that, but you did. You saw it. Or it could even be that you were overcome by Yetzara and you turned on something to see, or you went to look at something to see. Now, that's a very, very crucial moment when the person saw. He's using that as an example. We have to keep in mind this is a Reish Karlel, I believe in Yerushalayim, so his environment is not the same as ours. So he's speaking to guys in yeshiva. So it's not it's a different environment, but we just have to apply it to ourselves in any way that we can. That crucial moment is when you saw something that you shouldn't have seen, either because you never intended it, just presented itself, or you slipped and you looked at something you weren't supposed to look at. So that moment is a very, very crucial moment. What happens after that? What happens after that? So there are different mahalchim. A very common behavior is, a common way to deal with that is that with this thought that's subtle or not so subtle, which is, look, it already happened, it's fafal. It's fafal, I already did. I made this whole thing that I wasn't going to. I already did. I saw something. So I'm not anymore where I was. In other words, I had a drink. So I might as well just have another one, you know. In other words, my record is ruined. I was good for 40 minutes, or 40 days, or 40 weeks. I was good. I messed up my record. I might as well enjoy myself. Nobody ever says those words consciously. I enjoy myself, but it's for foul. It's for foul. What am I going to do? Now, it's that moment, that was Yosef HaTzadik's moment. It's that moment that, because remember that Yosef HaTzadik on his level was nichshol, especially according to the opinion of the Gemara there in Saita, that he went home to be alone with her. He was waiting for the opportunity where everybody was out of the house. And in addition to that, that something did happen to him physically. He didn't do anything with her, but he was excited. At that moment, without getting more graphic than I've already gotten, when something happened and something came out of his body, and we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik, that something happened to him and the most beautiful woman in the whole world, and what she was trying to do to seduce him for such a long time, psychologically, everything was stacked up against him to say, I guess I'm not Yosef HaTzadik after all. You know, I'm not who my father thought I was. and after coming home to be alone with her, according to, and after something already starting physically going wrong with him, whatever that, Chazal tell us. The Gemara, Chazal are not at all ashamed. It's an amazing thing, the honesty of Chazal. It's amazing. At this point in his life, the most expected behavior would have been, you know what, just this one time, because that's what people do psychologically. It's just this one time. I'll never do it again, but just this one time. You know, because I'm in the parish already. It's already happening to me. I came for this. This just this one time. So what the tzaddikim is saying is, Ein perish hadvarim shekarohu ason shenichshal kvar v'nifsuka kedusha ason. The wrong interpretation to this maaser, when you're in that Yosef at Tzadik moment, the wrong interpretation would be, Kvar nifsak kedushasi. My kedusha is done. Kedushas ayahadis. My kedusha as a Jew is done. Is broken. Is finished. I mean, we were raised thinking like, you know, Lou Gehrig in his consecutive games, you know what I'm saying? And the second that Lou Gehrig had to sit in the dugout, it meant that it was finished. What was the name of the guy afterwards? Cal Ripken, right? So he did more than that. I'm still holding by Lou Gehrig, but it's a foul. This record is now done. I'm finished. And now, like if you're Lou Gehrig or Cal Ripken after he did all those consecutive games, and then you missed the game, so then if it was me, I would just take off a week. No, I mean, listen, I already it didn't work out. You know, I missed the game. So if I missed the game, I might as well take a week off and sleep late and whatever. Who would have a tine against me? I have the world's record of the most consecutive games. So who would have a tine against me? Nobody have a tine against me. I'm a hero. I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame. So what would be so terrible if I took off a week? Even if I don't have a good reason, I feel fine tomorrow. What would be so terrible? You think that everybody that's not reporting into work these days is sick? You really think that? That no one's teaching, no one's going to work. Everybody's so sick. Some of them are not feeling well. Some of them are feeling fine. Right? So, again, okay. But psychologically, the day after Lou Gehrig missed the game, or Cal Ripken missed the game, yeah, it's coming to you. It's coming to you. You did as well as you could. You were holding out for as long as you could. You didn't miss a game for all of those years. Whatever, it's gewaldig. And now, it didn't work out. So tomorrow, the next day, you know, I'll come back to myself a week from now. I'll be Lou Gehrig a week from now. I'll be Cal Ripken a week from now. I'm using it as a muscle from the other side, but you understand. I'll be myself a week from now. Which means that right now I'm not myself, but I'll come back to myself. So what the Bnei Yisrael and other tzaddikim are saying is that's a terrible, terrible mistake. That machshav is a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake. It's a machshava that you're not yourself, and maybe at some point you'll come back to yourself. That's a terrible mistake at that moment of Yosef at Tzadik. Ain perish adram shakaro ason shenichshal kvar v'nifsuka kedushas adarabu lo kara mu'uma ki mashmo salav lo sasur achor levav marachvenechem hu shelo yamshich machshava she'en ruya. The Torah says lo sasur achor levav marachvenechem. The Torah says, don't look at things you're not supposed to look at. Don't look at things you're not supposed to look at. So now the guy did. Either he wanted to or he didn't want to, and it happened. So what does that mean that he did? Does that mean that now the mitzvah is no longer in effect? Does it mean that the issur is no longer an issur that's incumbent upon him to observe? Of course it doesn't mean that. It means just the opposite. It means that until now he wasn't even thinking about the issue of Lo Sasuach Levav Rachmanecha because everything is great. He's been behaving. He's got consecutive games. He's doing great. Now, at the moment that he succumbs and he looked at something he shouldn't look at, what he should be hearing is not, oh, you see, so if I found you botched up, take a week off. What he should be hearing right now is Velo Sasuach Levav Rachmanecha. This is exactly when he should be hearing that. Which is when Yosef HaTzadik saw his father's image. Because he was looking for that. That's what you should be hearing at that moment. At that moment of Yosef HaTzadik. Not, I ruined that. I didn't keep that mitzvah. And that's why I got myself into trouble. And that's why I did this aveira. So I'm no longer in the category of Jews who are observing. I'm no longer in that category. I'm now a person who is sar achar levav achvein. I'm no longer in the category of v'loisa su. I ruined that. So I'm no longer in the parish of v'loisa su. And that's a normal reaction. But the swarm is saying that is absolutely the opposite of what the Torah wants and the opposite of what Kadosh Baruch Hu intended. When he wrote inside his Torah, he was writing exactly for you. He wasn't writing for the Baba Sali, you understand? The Baba Sali's fine. He wasn't writing it for the Baba Sali. He's writing it for us. And not only is he writing it for us, he's writing it for us on a bad day. Not on a good day. On a good day, he said, You think I need to be told I'm a happily married guy. I have only a Yetzer HaTov. I sit and learn all day. I'm a tzaddik. I don't need. It's embarrassing that you would write such a pasuk. It must be for my chavusa, not for me. It's not for me such a pasuk. And the Baruch Shalom says, I wrote that pasuk for you. It's got your name on it, and I wrote it for you exactly now. That's when I gave this pasuk to you, right now. At this moment of your life, I want you to hear loud and clear. But what do you mean? I'm potter from that because I'm in violation of it. I'm in violation of it. What do you think? This is like you ate something, a chocolate bar, and you found out it's not kosher and you're enjoying it, so you just, I might as well finish it. It's written for you at this moment. Doesn't mean don't ruin, you're the Cal Ripken of the Jewish world, don't ruin your perfect record. Means you're not Cal Ripken, listen. Or you are, but now you it's finished. And I'm telling you right now, the Baruch Shalom says, I'm telling you right now, you're very vulnerable right now to just slip into, you're very vulnerable to slip into a bad place. You're very vulnerable because you had a bite of the treif and it tastes good. You're very, very vulnerable. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that pasuk to you. At that moment, he's saying, don't continue on with this. Be a Jew. You do have Kedushas Hayadas. And because you have Kedusha Sayahadis, because you have the Kedusha of the Torah, you have the ability to, in the middle of the chocolate bar, to say, Ad Kan, I'm done. And to throw the chocolate bar away. We have that Kayach, because it says, Lo Sasuach Levav Rachmanecha. But you know that in the deepest, deepest way, every love in the Torah, V'lo Yisasu, is not just saying, Hashem saying, please don't do it. It's saying, I can't do it. If you hear it correctly, V'lo Yisasu, you will not do this. You will not do this. The fact that you saw something, that you looked at something, you saw something, the Sforim tell us, that's not the Aveira. First of all, if you didn't intend to look at it, it's certainly not an Aveira. Something came up, it's certainly not an Aveira. And even if you went like Yosef HaTzadik, you went home Lassus Malachto for the Aveira, that's not the Ikar Aveira. The Sforim tells us it's not the main Aveira. That's not really the Aveira. Adrabah. How do you look at this moment? This moment is a heksha mitzvah. I'm getting my lulav ready. I'm building my sukkah. I'm putting my tefillin together to be able to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of v'lois asur achvei levav v'machvei einechem shetem zenem achem. V'lois asur achvei levav. It's a heksha mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the that the mitzvah deraisav, as Hashem lekachat tira, to have Yirat Shamayim, what does that mean? When am I mekayim the mitzvah of Yirat Shamayim? It's a mitzvah deraisa. So when am I mekayim the mitzvah of as Hashem lekachat tira? So, of course, it's one of the schiris to always remember that there's a Ravon Shlomo and so on. But Rabbi Yonah says that at the moment that you are in a nisayon, in a test, at that moment of the nisayon, that's when the iser or the mitzvah of what? Of Yiras Shamayim, as Hashem lekachat tira, that's when the iser kicks in. Exactly that moment. And there was with the piece of thing, the food that's not kosher, and you're enjoying it, and your body is saying, finish it. At that moment, Rabbi Yonah says, lights up, as Hashem lekachat tira, Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim. At that moment, when you feel being dragged into that, and you have nothing that's going to hold you back, no one's watching you, your father's not there, your mother's not there, your Rebbe's not there, and only Hashem is there, nobody else, that's called as Hashem lekachat tira. That means that when the Chofetz Chaim is walking around in Raden, being Chofetz Chaim dik, whatever that means, the Chofetz Chaim, so that's not the mitzvah of Hashem lekachat tira. It's when yokels like me and you are challenged with something, and there's an nisayon, and everything inside of you is telling you, like Yosef HaTzadik at that moment is telling you, go ahead, it's coming to you. You've been so strong, it's coming to you. What are you going to do? Anyways, for found, you already looked. You already pressed the button on the computer, it already came up. So what the Sfarim say is that moment after it came up on the computer, because that first moment that you pressed the button could be an oinus, whatever it is, all the limus chus that you would be mlamus chus like the Bedichva, you could be mlamus chus. But that moment now is not the main thing anymore. It's the next moment. The next moment is a shaila of whether or not you're Yirei Shamayim. Not the first moment. That's what the Svarim say. It's very counterintuitive. But that's what the Svarim HaKadoshim say. It's not the moment itself. The moment itself, it's what's going to happen now. That's exactly the story of Yosef HaTzadik. And we've spoken about this already 1,000 times over the past few years, that the Zarkadah says that that's exactly when he got the title of being Yosef HaTzadik. In other words, he wasn't Yosef HaTzadik when he was back home with the brothers, even though he was like the Chofetz Chaim a million times, right? Yosef HaTzadik. But he wasn't called Yosef HaTzadik. The Zohar says he became Yosef HaTzadik by Vayonis Vayetzah Chutzah, which by all accounts was like a very embarrassing moment. He didn't have his clothing on. And he's running out, and the whole Welt thinks that he's whatever. And the Zohar Kodesh says, "Ah, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik." It's an amazing thing. This is Yosef HaTzadik. Not like the Chofetz Chaim walking around with his cap. This is now Yosef HaTzadik, because it's the moment after. It's not the moment of. It's the moment after, and that moment after, which is, of course, never an excuse to do something wrong, but it means that at that moment when the person is so vulnerable to give in and to throw in the towel and to lose and to think that, I'm not a Jew anymore, I have no Kedusha anymore, davke it's a hechsher mitzvah, and you could say, l'shem yichu kutshu b'yichu shchintei, hini mekayim b'zeh mitzvah saseh, as Hashem alakech atira, as Hashem alakech atira. To be a God-fearing Jew. The Yetzirah says, oh, you're a very fine God-fearing Jew. What kind of a self-respecting God-fearing Jew has this thing on his computer and you turned it on? So what kind of a Yirei Shamayim are you? That's what Paro says. That's what Shol Shuz yesterday. Ru'u ki ra'a negi p'neichem. With the computer. Ru'u ki ra'a negi p'neichem. Look what you're looking at on the computer. So Paro says, mi v'mi'a holchem, right? You're going to serve God. Look at the thing that's sitting in front of your nose right now. And you're going to go to Mincha later on. You're going to say Kriya Shma Lamita. Look at you. Look at what you're looking at. That's what Paro says. And that's the title that we learned last night from Rabbi Avraham Leiger. Lo yichen Hashem yimachem. Lechen Hashem yimachem. instead of looking at it as a godless moment, a moment without God, we have to look at that as a moment that's filled with God. As long as it's filled with ki'ata imadi, shivisa sham nagdi sambin, the Baruch Shalom is not spitting at you, is not yelling at you, is not angry at you, is not cursing you. He's saying, anikan, if you want, I will help you get out of this. You have to make a decision. Are you a Yirei Shamayim? Yes or no? Am I here or am I not here? Don't make believe I'm not here. I'm telling you I'm here. And I'm telling you, I love you. I love you. I'm here for you. Don't make a whole narrative that I hate you, I'm not looking at you, I left you. Maybe you heard that someplace. That's not true. I'm here. I love you. You want out. Be a Yirei Shamayim. Es Hashem Lekech Hatira. And make a list, and you can make a list. Shem Yichu Kutshbichu Shchintai. Hinim Mekayim is a mitzvah saseis. Es Hashem Lekech Hatira. Which Rabbi Yonah says, that's the ikim mitzvah of Yirei Shamayim. Is at your worst moment. That's the mitzvah of Yirei Shamayim. Because there's nothing that's holding you back except for your belief in God. No one's watching. No one's going to know. There was never, ever such a time when we had so many opportunities for the mitzvah of Yirei Shamayim like in our generation. Because of the computer. It was never such a thing with computers. It used to be if a boy went to a barbershop and had some dirty magazines on the table, and he had to worry that some guy from shul is going to walk in. And the guy that walks in from shul is saying, I can't believe it that that kid is here because I was going to look at the magazine. I got this kid. That's how it used to be. I'm a little bit tight. In the old days. But nowadays you don't have to have all these games. Well, there was like a Jewish comedian in one of his movies. I remember, this is like, you don't think it's crazy, like 50 years ago. But in the movie, so he was like, he's a Jewish guy. So he was snooping around like in the drugstore to look at the magazines. And they didn't have that magazine that he likes to look at. So he didn't want anybody, he put on glasses and like a, his hood, like a whole, nobody should see him from the neighborhood. But he didn't know what happened to his magazine. So there was a guy working there. He said, what happened? You're missing the magazine. So a guy calls, hey, Joe, do we got the, like an older people in the neighborhood. That's how it used to be. But now, when was there such a time of Yirei Shamayim? Our generation has the biggest Yirei Shamayim. Unbelievable Yirei Shamayim. Because who's stopping what? Person has a phone. Person has a computer. Yirei Shamayim. For a person to, no one's going to see, no one's going to know. Yirei Shamayim. It's all Yirei Shamayim. It's only if you believe Shivisa Hashem L'Negdi Samen. If a person believes in that, there was never such a time when you and I had such unbelievable opportunities to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yirei Shamayim, of having Yirei Shamayim. There's never such a thing like now. All the time. It used to be that a person walked on the street, people were dressed properly, you went to work. There were no opposites there, or they were dressed in a very, very tzinuah way. Person goes to an office now. Every single day you're in the office. Yirei Shamayim, Yirei Shamayim. It's a mitzvah of Yirei Shamayim. That's how the tzaddikim look at the pasuk v'lasasuach v'levav machneichem. Not for the Chavetz Chaim, but for regular guys. To run away like from an arrow to a bow now. To run away means the distance of an arrow being shot. It means to run away. To go away from it. To turn the thing off. To put it away. And to do what? How do you turn away from it? You turn away from it because you have the mitzvah to say of Yirei Shamayim, and I am a person who has committed myself. I am a member of a world that's called Kedushas Habris. That's my world. I live in the world of Kedushas Habris. I'm a person that signed up for. I belong to a world that's called a world of Kedushin Tiyu, and therefore I am returning to my regular program. There was a second distraction from my program. That distraction is not who I am. Who I am is Kedushim Tiyu, and I'm and I'm just staying the course of my regular program of Kedushas Yisrael. I'm staying on the program. Which means what? Every person should have different psukim, different mishnayos, a different piece of Gemara, always to know by heart certain things, to have some favorite things to know by heart. There are certain shemes of Hashem, there are certain psukim that the Sfarim bring down, like Eish Tamid Tukal on Mizbech Lo Yisichpe is brought down by the Kadmonim, what we have by the Aron Kodesh. That pasuk, Eish Tamid Tukal on Mizbech Lo Yisichpe, is brought down as a very, very powerful pasuk to have in a person's head at that moment of Yosef at Tzadik. Eish Tamid Tukal on Mizbech Lo Yisichpe. Lo Yisichpe. The fire shouldn't go out. Eish Tamid. But Shiach Shavid Avi Torah, Began Eden, Olam Haba, Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about that. That machshava. We're not going to the prat now. V'chein tein pachta Hashem al kol ma'asecha was epach el am sofer bruah yachel avdechol kulam shchemecha. Whatever it is, psukim, things that you know from Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom Kippur davening, machshavas. Yigi esman shalom olar is deyes Hashem. The time will come when all of this these nisyonos will be finished, and the world will be filled with deyes Hashem, with that clarity of deyes Hashem. If a person sees something disgusting, that a low thing that comes from straight from the Dor HaMabul, from the generation of the flood, you should run away from Dor HaMabul and go to Dor Shel Mashiach. Leave Dor HaMabul and go to Dor Shel Mashiach. And go to the time of Mashiach. What's the time of Mashiach? Molahar is Deus Hashem. When everything is clear. When everything is clear. Kedushas Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Shema Kenu Shema Chad. That's Deus Shal Mashiach. U'kamei Shema Rav HaKadosh Reb Tzadik Zatzal. Sheyeshnan Neshama Shabos Olam B'Shalosh Doros. Reb Tzadik says in many places that there are certain Neshamas that they come to the world for three generations. B'dar Mabul, B'dar Midbar, or B'dar Shal Mashiach. We spoke a lot about them when we were discussing the Inyan of Neshamas of Tohu, that our generation is largely populated by people, by Jews, who are here at the Dor HaMabul, who are here by the Dor HaMidbar, and are now making our final appearance in Dor Shal Mashiach. U'B'dar HaMabul la'omdu b'nisayin. And in the generation of the flood, we were drowned. We were drowned. We didn't survive. Amidbar, and as you know from the Shai Gilgulim from the Zohar Kodesh, that these neshamas returned, the ones that were drowned, returned by the Dor HaMidbar. Not all, like, I'm not going into these chilukim right now, who, what, but came back by the Dor HaMidbar, Bedor Matan Torah, by the Midbar, by the desert, and received the Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah, Maimon HaSinai, Veniskanu, there was a repair that was brought to them. But the complete and final biur for these neshamas, which is who we are for the most part, the final biur is by the end of time, by the generation of Mashiach, which is why we have to have all these nisyanis of the Dor HaMabul, crazy nisyanis. Why Hashem let into the world such a mabul, such a crazy mabul for ourselves, for our kids, the whole technology thing, such a crazy mabul. There's no way to understand. Why would Hashem want such a thing? Why would Hashem allow such a thing to be in the world, in our lives? So this is the final biur. There's a whole kuntris in Bayam Dakecha on this Indian of Shavim, and he calls it Hanisayon Ha'achron, because that's what Psalm used to always call it, the final test. Hanisayon Ha'achron. It's like, so now it's like finals. This is it. The final test, Nisayon HaAchron of this generation. We've been here. We were here by the Dor HaMabul. We were by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the Midbar, by Maamir HaSinai, and now we're here by Dor Shel Mashiach. And this is the final test. This Inyan of Yiras Shamayim, of belief, of Emunah in Hashem and belief in Hashem, even though there's a Mabul, the biggest Mabul that there ever was, is now much bigger than water. And much bigger than the filth that was at the time of the Dor HaMabul, the filth that's now, and this is the final beer. All of the ups and downs, and all of the rehabs and the struggles and the disgusting things that are going on, that we heard about these past few weeks, that in Eretz Yisrael, and And these are not new things that are happening. They've been happening. It's just that finally we're acknowledging, some healthy people, normal people are acknowledging that it's in the Yisrael, that it's in the Yisrael that we have to, and we have to fight against this, and we have to help, and we have to do something about it. Instead of getting depressed and being misyayished, to be mischazek, and to do something about it. And this is the final bira. Mizbaru legamrei, v'bedayish haMashiach, hey mizbaru legamrei lekan or lekan. And that's our, each person in our generation, it's our decision. Do we want to belong to Kedushas HaBris and be part of this tikkun of the end of time, or do we give up and just drown, go back into the flood, just leave, just run away? That's the bira. That's the bira that we're living through right now. And it's a ferocious, unbelievable battle right now. But the ikkar is this mindset. It's a different way of thinking. What the Bnei Yisrael or the Tzaddikim are talking about, it's a different way of thinking. That nisoyin of when the person has already made a mistake, or he's in that parasha of holding on to Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Yehadus, and how to identify oneself, that is the ikkar nisoyin, according to the Svarma Kedusha. We have to see oneself. Okay, so you know what, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, let's go a little bit right. It's early. K'sha'odim higil ha'mokam esuyim she'enu k'roi v'gidriya k'dusha v'or lo yaleinu dover shu negi v'atzun Hashem. So if a person is someplace and he sees something, lo yaleinu, that's not what Hashem wanted him to see, lo yipol beruchoi, he shouldn't get depressed. Lo yachshav shamach n'shiro dover she'enu hogin liroz k'va nikshol chas v'shom. He shouldn't think, it already happened. Like he could have thought, Yosef HaTzadik could have thought it already happened. It means that I am no longer in the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu. I am not in that pasuk. I'm no longer part of that world that's called Kedoshim Tiyu. El adrab of adrab. Just the opposite. Davke b'shozu, davke now, at this moment, yeda sha'atahu eis mukhshu l'kayim mitzvah v'lo sasuru. This is davke, the moment to be mekayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem. Davkin now. This moment is the moment you mekayim the mitzvah. V'yach gur atzmo, you bin chazik yourself. V'kiilo yermel l'shem yichud, like I said before, and you could even, ki'ilo you're saying l'shem yichud k'shub yichud shchibtei. Hin nemuchin amazuman, I'm ready to mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem l'kech ha'tira. L'yach k'shub yichud shchibtei. I'm going to be Makama Mitzvah Midaraisa of Elois Asur. And go back to the program of Kedusha, Psukim, different things, Mishnayis, Gemara, Machshavas Toivis, about the family, about whatever it is. Machshavas Toivis. To think about in your head, to put in your head the face of a tzaddik, to see the Baba Sali's face in your head, to see the Baba Cherebi, to see Satmar Rav, to see Chofetz Chaim, to see a picture in your head of a tzaddik that for you is a model of Kedushas Yisrael, and or a tzaddik or a Rebbe that you had, to have that in your head and to see that image like Yaakov Avinu was in the window, to see that tzaddik and to picture it and to look closely at that tzaddik's face, mamish right now, to see that tzaddik's face in the clearest way. And instead of being depressed, to be thankful that I'm a Jew and I have a conscience, I have a neshama, not a conscience, I have a neshama. Even though it came out, I'm in a bad situation right now, it's not clean. In Kol's eyes, I'm higher than this. That's why I am. Since I'm a Kusha, be said the Kedusha, my life is a life of Kedusha. I'm an Ish Kaddish. I'm a Kedoshim Tiyu person. I'm a Veloy Sasuru person. You're not in this ball from Paro and all of Paro's people. You're not in this ball at all from all of this stuff. From all of the armies of Paro, they're telling you right now, Miva Mia Holchem. Oh, it's that grace at Sadi. Who's going to Shul now? Miva Mia Holchem. Who's going to do a mitzvah now? Who's going to learn a daf yomi? Miva Mia Holchem. Who do you think you are? He says he saw in his sefer that moment of Yosef HaTzadik, That moment of Yosef Tzadik is a tremendous eis rotzon for Kabbalas HaTfilas. In other words, if you take that moment and you daven for something that you need for your kid, or for Panasa, or for another Jew, whatever it is, or for yourself, and use it, it's an eis rotzon, a gewaldige eis rotzon. You're in a place of unbelievable or light, not darkness. It's up to you how to interpret it. At that moment when you turn the thing off, or you throw it away and you turn away, if you daven for something at that moment, it's the most powerful tefillah. Because in Hashem's eyes, you think, what kind of an oisef am I? What kind of low life am I that I did that? In Hashem's eyes, you're Yosef HaTzadik. That's when he called him Yosef HaTzadik, when he ran away. That's when he got the name Yosef HaTzadik, when he ran away. So when you and I run away, Vayonis Vayese, it's the biggest time of tefillah. Kshemafna Enev Machshavais of Borech L'Inyanim Ruchniyim, it's the biggest time of tefillah. And it's the biggest time of unbelievable Siyata Deshmai. I had such a wonderful schus last night. I got had Bochum that came over, high school boys, and a couple older ones that snuck in too. But it was mostly high school Bochum. There were 45 guys came over last night. Even though there were a lot of things going on and the things I had to be at, but we had a whole chevra there. So real, so honest. I can't get over it. I mamish told my wife that to me this is like the highest point in the history of Eish Kodesh. You know, we have all the kumzits and all the things and whatever, exciting and the pro. But to sit there and to see this generation, that they want to be so good and they're trying so hard to do the right thing, and honest and how we were talking, I had such a chaskas from it. So I told the chevra last night. So when the boys said, but Rabbi, so how am I supposed to beat the Yetzer Hara? Yeah. So we were talking that for a while, and I said that there's a word they say about the Tzaddikim, Fnishbitz, there's a word that the Tzaddikim say, that it says in the parasha, Ve'achzak Leif Paro, that the first five makas, that Paro was making his own heart hard, right? Paro, himself. Is a Rasha. Even though the Baruch was giving him a chance, he lowered it. Ve'achazak leif par himself. But then at the end already, it's what? Like yesterday's parish is, ki ani hechbar diyas liboy. Hashem is making his heart. Which the Rambam, you all know, says, so Rambam says, because he had a chance to do tshuva, he closed his heart, he made it hard, so now Hashem is hardening his heart that he should not be able to do tshuva. That's his punishment, right? That's the Rambam. That's how he's being punished. So the tzaddikim say, if that's true in the world of Arusha, in the world of Tuma, Allah has come of a come a million times more so in the world of Kedusha. What does that mean? It means that if a person has a nisayon and he's challenged, and he makes his heart hard not to give into that, not to give into it, to run away, he hardens himself. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it again. I'm going away from this. I'm running away. Yes, I'm a tzaddik. Then Hashem is Baruch takes away his bechira, that the next time that it happens, even if he wants to do it, Hashem won't let him do it. Something will come up. Hashem will take away his bechira. If it happens in Tuma, that Hashem punishes a Rasha, you had bechira, you messed up your bechira, now I'm taking away your bechira to punish you. Then Allah has come of a kama in Kedusha, that if a Jew had his bechira, right, He chose to go against the Tumah, against Paro, against the bad thing, and he made his heart strong, to be strong, then even though the next time it could be he doesn't have that strength anymore, and he's like open game for this Nisayan, he's going to lose. But the Baruch Shalom says, you made your heart hard, now I'm going to harden your heart. Ani hechbarti asleep. Is that a gevaldig gevard? Such a thing. And the tzaddikim say such a thing, we could take it to the bank. It's a tremendous eis rotzon. At that moment, it's a tremendous eis rotzon. To be able to daven, to be able to get good things. And the Baruch Shalom helps us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to succeed. He doesn't want us to fail. He wants us to succeed. We have to believe that. He doesn't want us to fail. He wants us to succeed. And he's all kinds of ways of helping us to succeed if we want to. If we want to. I'll tell you a 10-second story because it's the Fide Grebbe's Yahrzeit, Yud Shvat, right? So there was the Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch, Rabbi Shalom Dov Ber from Lubavitch, Chusi Elena, Rebbe Shab, and the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim were very, very, very good friends. They're very good friends. And there was a shlichus that the Slonim Rebbe sent to Lubavitch, some inyan of the Tzibur, that he wanted the opinion of what the Rebbe Shab thought. So he sent a shlich, one of the chassidim, one of the Slonim chassidim, he sent to go to the Lubavitch to talk to the Rebbe Shab. And the Rebbe Shab read, and he wrote back a whole thing, what he thought. And then he asked, like we know a lot of good stories like this, and then he asked the chassid, the Slonimah, tell me something you heard from the Rebbe. What? Tell me a good word you heard from the Rebbe. So the chassid said it was Parshas Ve'era. It was right after Shabbos Ve'era. So he said, the Rebbe said, Ve'era Lavram Yitzchak Yaakov, right? Ve'era Lavram Yitzchak Yaakov. And what does Rashi say? It's the strangest Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ve'era and La'avis. So there are those who say that it's a mistake in the print. What does it mean, La'avis? It says Ve'era Lavram Yitzchak Yaakov. So what is Rashi telling us? La'avis. Who do we think they are? I think it's a different, like you have these Hasidic guys that they go to work and they say the name is Abe or Joel, you know what I mean? We know who you are. We know who you are. You're Avrami and you're Yoeli. So what do you mean you're Abe? Charles. So what do you mean? So Va'eril Avrami Tzor Yaakov. So Rashi says El Avis. It's El Avis. So Slomer said the Rabbi asked that question. Everybody asked that question. So he said, no. So Rashi says, what did he say? So he said, the Rebbe said that Ovis is a lashon of wanting, because it says by Eliezer, by Besul, it says, "Loi soiva heisha," that if she doesn't want to go back with you, loi soiva. So Ovis is a lashon, aleph beis hey, is a lashon of wanting also. It doesn't just mean the fathers, it means wanting. So the Rebbe said, "Ve'eril Ovis," Rashi says, "Ve'eril Avim Yisrael Yaakov." El Havis means not only do I appear to Avim Yisrael Yaakov, but I will also appear to any Jew who wants me to be with him. El Ha'avis. All those of you who want me, I'm here for you. El Ha'avis. If you want me, if you want to be a tzaddik, you want to do the right thing, I'll appear to you also. The era, Rashi says, El Ha'avis. If you want, I'll appear to you. The Rashab, he was a hard person to impress, you know, the Rashab. He went out of his kalim. And it's not a Chabad Vart, you understand? It's a Polish, Russian, it's not a Chabad Vart. They don't have Verdlich in Chabad. So he said, Yosef Yitzchak, Yosef Yitzchak. He called out to his son, who was young, the Friedrich Rebbe was young. He says, come here. And the Friedrich Rebbe, the young man, came in. And the Rebbe Shab said to the Slonim, so Yosef Yitzchak, tell him this. And he said over the Vart again, he said, do you hear that? Do you hear what the Slonim Rebbe said? The Slonim Rebbe said that if you want to, the Baruch Shalom is going to appear by you too. That's what he said. So it means for us also. We should be Zeichel.